The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
Happy Monday to you. I hope you're doing well. I'm fine. My name is Robert Stanley. I'm guest hosting today from stormy southern Florida, not far from the Southern White House, also known as Mar-a-Lago. We're having a slight technical difficulty. I hope everybody can hear me all right. I should be able to get back up on the board fully here a little bit later in the program. Slight mix-up. But I think everybody who's listening at this point knows the drill. If you haven't gone to the Power Mall yet, you really should. I mean, because the Power Hour is supported by you. And we wouldn't exist if you didn't go to thepowermall.com and purchase products or make a donation. And if you want to do so by phone, you can call 877-817-9829. I'm sure some of you longtime listeners already know this, but for newbies, because I'm hoping that some of the people in my circle, social media, are listening now. So again, it's if you want to go to the Power Mall, it's thepowermall.com, or you can call 877-817-9829. Okay, so back by popular demand is news and views. I will do my best to try and get through this because honestly, even though I do digest the news every day, it's not good. It's actually kind of disgusting, especially if you're watching the Luciferian Olympics in Paris. I don't. I'm just saying a lot of people are upset by it, and the Olympic Committee had to apologize. But I think the damage has already been done. Obviously, that was intentional. You don't get to do stuff like that by accident, you know. Somebody approved it, and obviously the public at large disapproved of those satanic Luciferian escapades there at the opening ceremony. So anyway, what's going on in our world? This first story affects me and all of us, but especially me because, as I said, I'm down here in southern Florida, and basically we're having a Cuban Missile Crisis all over again. Maybe that's a bit of an exaggeration, but three warships from Russia's Baltic fleet have docked in Cuba. Purpose unknown. And this comes just weeks after another squadron of Russian warships, including a powerful nuclear submarine, visited Cuba. I like the way they say visited. Obviously, they're not going to be stationed there forever. But supposedly, and I have to lose my voice right in the middle of this too, right? Okay, Bob, calm down. The military exercises with the Russians and the Cubans first started in mid-June, and that was a direct response to NATO and the U.S. saying that they were going to put longer-range missiles in Ukraine, just like in the Cuban Missile Crisis back in the 60s when I was a kid. The United States had put nuclear missiles in Turkey, pointed directly at Russia. So the result was Russia said, okay, then we're going to put some nuclear missiles in Cuba. And fortunately, they de-escalated that situation. And we're still here, and I'd like to continue to live here in one piece, if possible. But, three more warships from the Russian Baltic Fleet have arrived in Cuba. And this latest group consists of a training ship, a patrol frigate, whatever that may be, refueling tanker, and I guess that's it. That doesn't sound like much. I wonder if the other one's even left. Anyway, it's hard to get a straight answer on this, obviously. We don't know what's going on there. One of the things I can tell you, though, as a professional researcher, and I'm not kidding when I say that, I actually get paid to do research for companies like Honda. I did that for like 8 years. I came across something, I think it was Newsweek, and I was absolutely blown away by this. Apparently, and I don't know who's funding it, but Cuba is completely hollowed out underneath the main island there, is a giant underground city and or military base. So I don't know what that was all about, but I remember reading in the article, I was absolutely amazed by this. They said they were preparing for Götterdämmerung, which is German, basically means the end of the gods. It doesn't translate well, but I thought it would just mean the end of the world as we know it. But it's something that was going on apparently for years and like 24/7. So if anybody has any more information, please let us know about that. All these stories are going to be posted at thepowerhour.com. Again, longtime listeners, you already know that. New listeners, welcome. And, of course, I do encourage you going to thepowerhour.com because this show and all the other shows are archived there and as so much more information, too. It's really a good resource. I highly recommend it. So the Middle East is still on fire. I think it has been for quite some time. And obviously this latest fiasco, more children being killed, is sort of horrific. It says here, Israel launches drones at Lebanon as fears of escalations spike. This strike follows a bloody weekend rocket attack on the Israel-occupied Golan Heights, blamed by Israel on Hezbollah. Israel drone attacks have reportedly killed two people in southern Lebanon as the conflict spirals between the bordering states. The Israeli attack was the first lethal action following a rocket attack on Saturday that Israel says killed 12 children and youth in the Israel-occupied Golan Heights. The strike is... Sorry, I'm not really good at reading, you know. I read to myself all the time. When I'm reading to you, it's a little bit more difficult, all right? This strike has increased concern that the war in Gaza threatens to escalate into a regional conflict. Well, I think we've known that for a long time, right? It's just sad. We are going to open up the phones at some point today. And what I'd like from you, if you have an answer to this, in my opinion, we're currently living in the divided states of America. Anyone out there who's listening, who has any idea how we can reunite this nation to once again become the United States of America, one nation under God, I would really love to hear from you because I think it's important that we have this discussion. Because obviously, as Americans, we want to start at home. But is there any hope for reuniting the entire planet? I certainly hope so. Okay, I know I'm digressing here from the news, but it's news and views, all right? And I'd really like to hear from you about that subject. Of course, you're welcome to call in for whatever reason. Any topic is fair game. However, that's my preference, okay? How to reunite this nation to once again become the United States of America. All right, France is pointing fingers at ultra-left anarchists for major Olympics rail sabotage. After days of speculation over who may be responsible for the crippling sabotage against French railways around Paris on the day of the Olympics opening ceremony, again, Luciferian, satanic, the government is making it clear it believes the ultra-left may be responsible for what has stopped short of naming a group or organization yet. A suspected ultra-left activist was arrested at a railway facility on Sunday as France gets its rail network back up and running after a massive act of sabotage occurred in the hours leading up to the Luciferian Olympics opening ceremony. Hundreds of thousands of travelers either intended to get into Paris to enjoy the festivities or to leave the city as the holiday season. Boy, okay, I need to slow down. I don't know why I'm rushing. We have plenty of time. Some of the people were trying to leave this city during the holiday season, which is underway, and but they were severely delayed or stranded after a coordinated attack at several sites surrounding Paris. And fiber optic cables carrying data to control points and signals were cut and burned. Okay. In case you didn't know how Luciferians roll, their MO, modus operandi, is always the same. It's always the same. Lie, cheat, steal, kill. They, murder and mayhem is what their, specialty, but generally speaking, that's the only game plan that they have, lie, cheat, steal, and kill. The rest of us obviously are not on board with it, but we have to live on the same planet with these people. Kind of goes back to what I'd said before. How do we reunite the United States or the divided states and or the rest of the planet? Make Earth great again, right? Did you know that puberty blockers are really toxic? A judge has rejected challenges to emergency legislation introduced under previous health secretary for a ban on prescribing puberty blockers to children with gender dysphoria in England, Scotland, and Wales. Excuse me, maybe I'm reading this wrong. Yeah, okay, so the judge, whoever that may be, said it was lawful. Yes, a high court judge has ruled that that is lawful to prescribe puberty blockers to children who think that they somehow can change their gender by taking these drugs and going through possibly gender reassignment surgery. And, man, if that doesn't sound like a satanic inversion of reality, I don't know what does. The conservative government issued an emergency order on May 29th, temporarily outlawing the supply of puberty blockers pursuant to an overseas prescription in the wake of the review by Dr. Hilary Cass into gender medicine. Whoa, that must be a new category. Gender medicine? The review criticized the lack of evidence surrounding the benefits and the risks associated with puberty blockers, and the legislation was designed to ensure that they could be obtained as part of an authorized clinical trial. The advocacy group Transactual and a young person who cannot be named challenged the decision, claiming it lacked rigor and was motivated by the personal views of the health secretary at the time. There is nothing funny about this. I mean, it's absolutely satanic, psychotic. I guess these people don't realize that are doing this, involved in this, that they will be self-sterilized. I mean, yes, they could adopt, but I mean, it's really sad. This is a really sad time for us as humans. In U.S. news and politics, in the U.K. they call it silly season for a reason, all right? And we should probably use that term too. President Biden in an op-ed Monday said no one, including a justice on the Supreme Court of the United States, is above the law, as he called for term limits and an enforceable ethics code for Supreme Court justices and what would be sweeping changes to the High Court and the way it operates. Quote, I have great respect for our institutions and separation of powers, Biden allegedly wrote in the op-ed for Washington Post. He said, what is happening now is not normal, and it undermines the public's confidence in the court's decision, including those impacting personal freedoms. We now stand in a breach. Thank you, former President Biden. He's obviously, I don't know the date here. Let me see. When was this? I thought I saw this today, too. Anyway, man, for what it's worth, I don't believe that's even the real Biden. And I'm not talking about now. I've seen information that he died from brain aneurysms back in 88 and was replaced then by a double. And I know that sounds completely nuts, but we're living in crazy times, people. I mean, I don't know what to tell you, but this is really an untrue statement that no one is above the law. I mean, obviously some people are. They can literally get away with murder. And like I said, in my opinion, I've been on this planet for 64 years, traveled to 59 countries, done a lot of research, and had a very rich life experience. And we're being lied to on every level. And I respect the founding fathers had a very good ideal that I respect very much. The Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, and the Constitution, in my opinion, are game-changing for governance on this world. But there's obviously people that want to subvert it all the time, and that's why they go to Washington, D.C., is to placate us, just pretend like they're going to represent us, and in fact, they're not. They're representing special interest groups, and I'm being very polite when I say that. Okay. Hey, you know, I'm sure somebody's going to get, or if not, a bunch of people are going to get upset by my my editorializations today, my commentary. I don't claim to be a political pundit, but I am a citizen of this world, and I'm not too happy about the way things are going. So I believe I have a right to my opinion just like anybody else. And if you want to disagree, feel free to do so. But I don't think we should just stifle each other's speech or censor content that is posted on the internet, even if we disagree with it, especially if we disagree with it. You know, that's an American thing. That's the First Amendment, right, people? Right, Americans? The problem is, and most people never talk about this either, so I'm going to bring it up. The First Amendment only applies to Americans in America. And in case you didn't notice, the internet is global. And it's one of the loopholes that they use to get away with censoring us on these so-called platforms. And anyway, man, I'm still freaked out by this attempted assassination of President Trump, July 13th. No, it wasn't Friday 13th. It was Saturday the 13th, right? But U.S. Congress has formed a task force to probe that shooting, attempted assassination, and the panel will investigate security failures leading up to the attempt. And U.S. lawmakers have authorized the formation of a bipartisan task force to probe the attempted assassination of former President Donald John Trump, according to an announcement posted on the U.S. Congress website. Donald Trump came within inches of losing his life when a gunman opened fire just minutes into his rally in Butler, Pennsylvania on July 13th. I think everybody knows it by now. Okay, but his would-be assassin, a 20-year-old named Thomas Matthew Crooks, was able to position himself on a roof with a clear shot to where Trump was addressing his supporters. A bullet grazed Trump's right ear. One attendee was killed and two others were injured. Actually, I've heard it's more than that, but the shooter was subsequently killed by Secret Service agents. But the incident sparked public outrage and widespread calls for accountability. According to the resolution on the Congress website, both Democrats and Republicans in the House of Representatives unanimously voted in favor of creating the task force to investigate Trump shooting. Speaker Mike Johnson said after the vote that protecting the safety and security of our nation's leaders is a responsibility that transcends party lines. Mm-hmm, sure. Well, it's not the first time that we've had an assassination attempt. thank God it didn't wasn't successful. If you want to learn more about that, I have done a very in-depth investigation. It's posted on my Substack, robertstanley.substack.com. Scroll down to the article. It says, an army of angels has arrived. So a lot of you have said publicly it was the hand of God that protected Donald Trump. Others have said it was guardian angels. I would have to say both are true, but the details of it have yet to be revealed publicly. And that's why I wrote that article. It's not just regurgitating what's already on the internet. There's information there about angels and their relationship with us that I think you'll find highly informative. Because as Christians, we know there's something called the war in heaven. However, that war has extended down here to this world as well. So I highly recommend that you read that and learn more about, I'll just say it, the reason that they saved Donald Trump that day, the angels intervened in that hail of bullets. So he didn't just hit by one. There was a hail of bullets coming from at least two or three shooters. They saved him, saved his life, so that he can help prevent World War III. Because that's what the Luciferians want for us on this world. I'm sorry, I'm really not going to be able to get through all this in the first half hour, am I? Wow. I'm trying. A campaign official for Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris acknowledged Wednesday that the vice president is deliberately misleading voters about Project 2025. CNN first reported the stunning admission as part of a fact-check article accusing Harris of making false claims about this Project 2025. And former President Donald J. Trump's stance on Social Security. Apparently they lied about that too. So a Harris campaign official said the campaign has, quote, made a deliberate decision to brand all of Trump's policies as Project 2025. And because they thought that would stick with voters. Since entering the presidential race Sunday, Harris is entering, right? Harris and her campaign have repeatedly tried to link Project 2025 to Trump, despite the former president's pushing back on this. A few hours before CNN published its fact-check story Wednesday, Trump called links to Project 2025, quote, merely disinformation put out by the radical left Democratic thugs. Do not believe them, unquote. Its work is nonpartisan and available to whoever occupies the White House, according to the authors of, I think 2025 is the Heritage Foundation. So CNN's report is the first public admission from Democrats or the Harris campaign that their strategy is to deliberately mislead voters about Trump. And their attacks on Project 2025 escalated following, I guess he's former President Joe Biden's widely panned debate performance. So it's silly season. Silly season in the U.S. Are you ready for civil unrest? For the past 6 months, and I don't know who wrote this. Let's see. Quick. Anyway, somebody, I guess it's an editorial, said, for the past 6 months, I've been writing about the clear uptick in civil war rhetoric within the establishment media in the U.S., and we all know that the coming presidential election is the reason for it. The bottom line is that no matter who ends up in the White House in 2025, there will be mass violence. God, I hope not. Why does it have to be like that? But most of this violence will be reserved for the possible return of Donald John Trump. Aside from the recent attempted assassination and how the Secret Service made it possible, for a moment, let's consider the common leftist response, which is around 30, and now again, this is statistics, we don't know if it's true, but allegedly around 30% of Democrats believe the attack was staged. The assassination attack was staged in their minds. It is staged, which is, according to this individual, but it's virtually impossible given the circumstance and the evidence. And I'll add, yeah, no, it's not virtually impossible. It's absolutely impossible, because do you realize, people, how many individuals would have to be involved in the cover-up? And they'd have to be okay with it? And more importantly, really, Donald Trump was able to get the Secret Service to stand down and the local police and hire somebody to do a false flag, I guess is what you're trying to say. Some of you, I've heard you guys. I do listen to the Power Hour, by the way. I've been a guest once. I used to call in. I monitor all the media. I'm not saying it's, I don't have all the answers, people, but I got a few clues. And I'm really tired of being lied to. I imagine you are, too, and that's why you listen to the Power Hour. Among other shows, it's kind of weird to be on at the same time as Alex Jones, because I know he's out there doing his bombastic routine, and I do respect Alex. I think sometimes he can be a little bit off-putting, but nonetheless, last time something like this happened, I was at the same time slot as Art Bell when he made his final return to radio, and that was 2012. I've been at this a while, people. I'm just letting you know. I mean, this isn't my first rodeo in radio. Oh, wow. That's a good alliteration. I can't believe I just said that. Sorry. I cracked myself up. What can I say? All right. Oh, God. Hey, look, I need to laugh occasionally. I really don't want to cry. It happens. Believe me. It's embarrassing. Sometimes I do cry on the radio, and Glenn Beck and I do have something in common. It's not a good thing. All right. Yeah, so we're running up against the break here. It's coming up really soon, but I'll just leave you with this for this first half hour. And by the way, it is a privilege and a pleasure to be with you all. Every time I get to do any kind of public speaking, I realize that this is a responsibility I take very seriously. But so local SWAT team assigned to Donald Trump's rally on July 13th revealed that there was a critical lapse in communication with U.S. Secret Service prior to the shooting. And I think we all kind of figured that was what's going on. But they said the same thing about 9/11, didn't they? Lack of coordination and communications. Yes, no kidding, guys. This isn't going to stop, by the way. This story is not ever going to go away, just like all the other planned events by the Luciferians. We still haven't got to the bottom of what happened with JFK, right? Allegedly, Donald Trump, if he gets elected a second term, is going to reveal the rest. He's going to release the rest of the JFK documents. That should be interesting, to say the very, very, very least. But there has to be some huge reforms. So I believe we're up against the break, ladies and gentlemen. Please stay with us. We'll be back shortly.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Power Hour is brought to you by thepowermall.com. Supercharge your life with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. By choosing to purchase from us, you're directly supporting independent news media. Support small business and buy from the good guys.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars, and when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829. Hi, this is Jay from the Power Mall. I'm here to talk with you today about one of our most powerful products that does not get enough recognition. That product is Blockbuster All Clear by Good Health Naturally. Blockbuster is a blend of proteolytic enzymes and antioxidants, which combine serrapeptase and natokinase with digestive enzymes, antioxidants, pine bark extract, and much more. The unique combination of these ingredients have been carefully selected to provide powerful support for a range of health conditions, with particular benefit to heart and cardiovascular. Kidney health is another area that benefits from targeted enzyme support, as there is a close link between cardiovascular system and kidney function. If you'd like to learn more about this powerful product, give me a call today, 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active Rubbing Oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. My name is Robert Stanley. I'm your Jedi journalist, believe it or not. And today is Monday. I hope you're doing well. I'm fine. The world's a mess, as usual, and that's why we're here to discuss I'm going to continue with the news here, news and views. It's backed by popular demand. I know some of you have been asking, hey, what happened to the news? As if we don't get bombarded enough with enough nonsense. One of the things that's going on here is I have a professional studio in my home here in Southern Florida, and for some reason, Skype has blocked my ability to communicate with the studio for the Power Hour. Anyway, yeah, I didn't do it. I don't know who did, but so I'm speaking to you on my cell phone. I'm just trying to explain to you if the quality is not as good as what I would look like, that's why. And there's no video either, so I'm sorry about that. Not that you really needed to see me sitting here in my studio, but I did get dressed up. I have a very nice shirt. Even my neighbors noticed, like you said, what are you trying to do, like win a best dressed contest here in our neighborhood? Southern Florida is a strange place. I'm from Southern California, and I've lived in Rhode Island. I've lived in Hong Kong, and now I'm living in Southern Florida. And it's a good thing, okay? I'm just saying, it takes a while to adapt. I've been here for, my wife and I have been here for like a little over 2 years. And we've lived through hurricanes and small tornadoes and horrible drivers. And yeah, it's also kind of weird to be, I told you Mar-a-Lago is right up the street. It's like 30 minutes north of me. And I actually went there a few days after the attempted assassination, and I was saying a prayer for the Trump family. And I'm not trying to get credit, okay? I just want you to understand. I was so upset by that, the events of the attempted assassination. I felt like I should at least do something, anything. It's better than just sitting around worrying. I do think it's important to pray, all right? I'm not a religious person, but I have a personal relationship with God that we can talk about later if you want. But and you can read about it. I'm very open about some of the unusual events that I've experienced in my life, and some of it I have. I do host my own show. It's called The Unicus Report, and so I've been doing this for a while. You know, I have some very in-depth investigations, and what in the world? Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on. Oh, God. Man, no, I forgot to do something. Send a voicemail. Okay. Figure someone's trying to get in the front gate, service my, God, I forgot to leave their name at the gate. You know, I'll tell you what, it's really easy being a guest on radio, I think, and I've done it hundreds of times, literally. I've been on hundreds of different radio shows, television, etc. But it's difficult to actually host a show well, in my opinion, because you have to do show prep, and you, for me anyway, part of that is literally hours and hours of like contemplating, what am I going to say? How am I going to say it? You know, I don't want to upset anybody, but in this day and age, it's unavoidable. It's really sad that we've lost the ability to communicate with, some civility, tolerance. I don't know, whatever you want to call it. Anyway, I'm digressing here. All right, back to the news and views, all right, people, because I know you like that, right? At least that's what I'm told. New video appears to show a possible second shooter in a window below the so-called lone assassin at the Trump rally July 13th in Butler, Pennsylvania. Although there may be a reasonable explanation for what appears to be a suppressed rifle shot coming from a window in the building where Thomas Michael Crooks was attempting to assassinate President Donald J. Trump. Until that reasonable explanation presents itself, we'll consider the possibility it's a muzzle flash and a suppressed report. This video I just saw today, and I sent it to Catherine. She's put it up there on the Power Hour website, and it's pretty astonishing, honestly. Like I said, all the wheels are coming off the wagon. The house of cards is collapsing on this cover-up. that ensued almost immediately after the attempt or the attempted assassination of President Donald John Trump. You know, I say this a lot, but for people who've not really followed my work, is that I didn't come up with this thing, but I think it's applicable. The first casualty of war is truth. And what I said to you earlier about the war in heaven is actually not in heaven anymore. It's here. It's in our universe. It's in our solar system. It's come to this world. And it explains a lot about why we're being lied to constantly by the opposition. I mean, that's what Satan literally means, is adversary. Obviously, the adversary of God and all those who love God, family, and country. Speaking of that, U.S. cities' ban on home Bible studies has reached a climax. A California city that had banned home Bible studies and threatened one resident with zone violation prosecutions has decided to back down. Officials there also say that they are reworking their present city ban on renting any public facility for any religious event. The news about the developments in the city of Manhattan Beach, California, where I just coincidentally happen to live for a while with my wife, it comes from the American Center for Law and Justice, which has worked on the situation. The legal team announced this week that the city, quote, has reversed course and provided assurances that it will not interfere with residents' in-home gatherings and Bible studies simply because they are religious. The ACLJ, American Center for Law and Justice, joined the dispute after a resident was issued a notice of an alleged zoning violation for holding a gathering in his home for a religious meeting on a Sunday. God, imagine that. Quote, in early 2024, our client, a resident of the city of Manhattan Beach, began gathering in the privacy of his own home with fellow Christians to watch church on TV and fellowship and to engage in fellowship. In April of this year, 2024, our client from the city of Manhattan code enforcement notifying him of an alleged zoning violation, establishing a new religious assembly. I'm sorry, this is so stupid, it makes me laugh. They have established a new religious assembly use without a permit. Wait a minute, let me say that again. Our client received a notice from the city of Manhattan code enforcement notifying him of alleged zoning violation. The violation is establishing a new religious assembly, meaning at that location in the home, without a permit. The resident requested a meeting with city officials, which didn't go well, surprise, surprise, as they insisted that holding a gathering in his home for any religious purpose or activity without a permit was banned. Well, that's news to me. I haven't lived in Manhattan Beach for quite some time. Now I'm kind of glad that I don't, because, you know, that's where the McMartin case, for those who don't know about the alleged satanic abuse of children, look up McMartin case, Manhattan Beach. Wow, I'm stunned, you know? But then again, I'm not really. Based on what I told you before, it's obvious that, and that is something that Alex Jones was going crazy about the other day on Sunday. Yesterday was Sunday, right? Today's Monday. He was really upset that some people didn't understand when he said Satan was the god of this world. They took it out of context. He obviously, Satan is not God. The adversary of God is not God, right? But apparently, that's how the war started, was Satan, Lucifer, whatever you want to call him. He actually has names, by the way. Satan is a title. It means adversary. Lucifer is a title. It means light bearer. He actually has names, like Samael, Enki, Iyah, etc. You know, but anyway, I guess he wanted to play God. He's been trying to play God. It's not going very well. Speaking of satanic inversions, more U.S. women are getting permanently sterilized because they never want to have children. whatever happened to be fruitful and multiply? I mean, that's so... Large numbers of young women in their 20s and 30s are getting permanently sterilized in order to make absolutely sure they'll never get pregnant. Yike. Well, that's next level beyond abortion. In the old days, it was extremely rare to hear of young women getting sterilized during their prime childbearing years, but now it's very common. And that's very sad. According to this article, many U.S. adults no longer consider having children or being married to be very important goals in life. Instead, a lot of them are focusing on other pursuits, and they don't want unintended pregnancies messing that up. In some cases, young adults are taking things to the extreme by getting permanently sterilized. According to one national study, there was a very sharp increase in the number of tubal sterilizations, vasectomies, etc., following the Supreme Court decision that overturned Roe versus Wade. My understanding is that states' rights are not to be infringed upon, and all the Supreme Court did was kick it back to the states to decide. You know, it's not like they outlawed it throughout the United States, or excuse me, the divided states of America at this point. That's my opinion. Sorry if that offends you, but I really feel like that's what we are right now. Hopefully, somebody out there in this audience is going to be able to call in and give us their opinion as to how we can become the reunited states of America. Oh, I like that. Yeah, the reunited states of America. Yeah. I guess that's what Make America Great Again it really means. The reunited states of America, one nation under God, again. Maybe I'm just insane. I don't know. I don't know. Or maybe this world is insane and I'm sane and it's making me feel crazy. I don't. That's probably what it is. Okay, as far as the economy or what's left of it, the median salary in 2024 for the typical American home buyer has risen. Wait a minute. That can't be right. Okay, so the median salary is what it says here for the typical American home buyer has risen to $104,000, up from $88,000 just 2 years prior. Huh. Oh, sorry. Okay, slightly misleading. I apologize. The median salary required for the typical American home buyer has risen to $104,000, up from $88,000 just 2 years prior. Hope I made that clear. I'm sorry, I really butchered that. It's not funny, but it's, wow. That's, okay, so despite record high home prices, housing demand continues to outpace supply, even with mortgage rates at their highest in over a decade. Allegedly, there's a bright spot in all this. I can't see how, but apparently housing inventory is steadily increasing, with the number of homes for sale up almost 19% in May compared to the previous year. This growth, there's a lot of people dying, in case you didn't know, for reasons I'm not sure we can discuss on the air. I really don't. It's one thing to upset some people, but I really don't want some legal repercussions here from the medical mafia and all their cohorts. Anyway, this growth in housing inventory could help ease the cost of home ownership looking ahead. I really, really, really doubt that. Like I said, I'm from California where the prices are absolutely astronomical for homes. And I guess it's never going to stop until there's a major earthquake there again. The highest again is California, San Jose, California. And I don't know what these numbers mean, but anyway, the lowest is Cleveland, Ohio. San Jose, California, by the way, is what they now call Silicon Valley. We used to just call it Central California when I was a kid. But did you know the mandated EVs, or electric cars, without the government subsidies, the equivalent straight across, if you compare one to the next, allegedly here it says the cost of running and operating an electric vehicle is $17.33 a gallon. If you were to compare it, right? this isn't a new statistic, but it's not going to go away. Things are not going to change. It's not going to get better over time. A recent study done by the Texas Public Policy Foundation found that, quote, adding the cost of the subsidies to the true cost of the fuel in an EV would equate to an EV owner paying $70.33 per gallon of gas, if it was equivalent, all right, straight across, apples to apples. A Newsmax host interviewed the sector analyst of automotive and energy trends and the editor-in-chief of Car Coach, and et cetera, people from the car company. I used to work for Honda. My brother sells Porsches. I do know about this. And I'm just going to cut to the chase here, right? EVs are not the answer. Hybrids are, but they still haven't gone to the next level. It's not rocket science, people. It's already being done with trains. The proper hybrid configuration is generate the electricity on board. The hybrid system we have in cars right now is that they use regenerative braking. So when you step on the brakes, you generate electricity, it goes into the battery system. That's ridiculous. It's not a bad idea, but it's not how it's supposed to be done. Trains, hybrid trains, use diesel to generate electricity that goes directly to the motors. Now, it's really simple. Nuclear submarines do the same thing. They generate electricity that goes to the motor. Super, super simple, efficient, and powerful. A lot of torque. A lot of torque. So electric vehicles are not configured correctly. Hybrid electric vehicles are currently not configured correctly. I call them hyper hybrid. And this is something that I wrote reports on. Not me personally. I just helped edit these reports for upper management at Honda. They know. They know it's the best way to do it. It's just you may have heard of planned obsolescence. This is next level. I'm telling you, one of my frustrations when I worked in the corporate world is, and it still bothers me, is they don't want it to be too efficient, because then the oil companies aren't going to make their huge profits. And, well, for whatever reason, like I was saying before, Satan is the god of this world. If he wasn't, everything would be working better. Everyone would be a lot healthier and happy, and including the environment. Anyway, enough about EVs. Let's go on to selenium in cancer for the health section here. Dietary selenium, which is something I do take, we need adequate levels. It's actually, selenium is derived from sulfur, I believe. Anyway, it's essential for initiating immunity, but also regulates excessive immune responses and chronic inflammation. The dietary selenium, which is something you can get at the Power Mall, by the way, and powermall.com. But a deficiency in selenium has long been recognized to negatively impact immune cells during activation, differentiation, and proliferation. Boy, say that three times fast. Selenium, whose name comes from the Greek word for selene, has been a topic of interest as a micronutrient since it was first described in 1817. Selenium is the most important micronutrient for humans and animals and must be considered daily. Sorry. I'm starting to go blind here. Must be consumed daily, obviously, to support the body's natural metabolism and homeostasis. It's part of the glutathione peroxidase. I'm not good at that. Yeah, glutathione peroxidase, which protects cell components from oxidative damage due to peroxides produced in cellular metabolism, which we all have a metabolism. All this means is it's an antioxidant. Many mainstream oncologists warned against using it when doing chemotherapy, whose prime purpose is to cause oxidative damage to cancer cells. Yeah. So don't take selenium if you're going through chemotherapy. God. Anyway, shoot. Let's see. We've got a few minutes here left. So the company Novo Nordisk has made some absurd new health claims about Wegovy weight loss medication, which is basically synthesized venom peptides. The controversial pharmaceutical injection supposedly also helps to prevent heart attack, stroke, and early death. Wrong. But whatever. You can make all kinds of claims, apparently, these days. They've got immunity, I guess, from lying and maiming people. The market for the popular weight loss drug, Wegovy, is expanding after the company in Denmark will manufacture it. Issued new claims, controversial claims, by the way, that it works against a variety of cardiovascular problems that just happen to be skyrocketing in society ever since the release of the alleged vaccines that are also allegedly gene therapy that are mRNA-based, which actually, I think I can say this, is the delivery system for more toxic peptides. That's something that's been found. European researchers have confirmed that. So not a secret, by the way, that the plasma, urine, and feces of people who test positive for coronavirus contain toxic-like peptides, almost identical to those found in snake and other animal venoms, such as snails. Sea snails, yeah. So, we're coming up on another break. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to The Power Hour. My name is Robert Stanley. Don't go anywhere because we're going to open the phones when we get back. Look forward to speaking to you then.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour is brought to you by thepowermall.com. Supercharge your life with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. By choosing to purchase from us, you're directly supporting independent news media. Support small business and buy from the good guys.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I have a good friend with me here today. She has been taking the calcium bentonite clay that she purchased from the Power Mall for many, many years now. And I asked her to sit with me and explain to the listeners what she uses the clay for.
Thanks. So just to let you know, we use it on a daily basis. I will put a teaspoon of calcium bentonite clay into a glass of water and drink it before bed for detox. We've done weekly foot soaks for my husband who has diabetes. We use it for facials. I use it once a week for my clay bath detox. We've used it on spider bites, insect bites, and I've also used it for the swelling in my ankle after surgery.
Oh, yes, I do remember when you had the surgery. To order the clay, please call 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour is an independent radio show. We are funded by people who appreciate our work, not by ads or algorithms. Your support is key to the continuation of this broadcast. To show your support so that we can continue to bring you unbiased information that is now more vital than ever, please visit thepowerhour.com and click Support Us. You can also place a donation by phone by calling 877-817-9829. We thank you for any amount of support that you're able to give.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.